This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, November 28th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, meaning is also in the eye of the beholder. There's a poem by Charlie Smith that was published a few years ago in Poetry Magazine. It's called Sprung. Not spring, but sprung. The peculiarities don't end there. When I read the poem the first time, it made no sense to me. But something about it both irritated me and haunted me. I kept coming back to it, trying to make sense of it. The second time I read it, I thought I caught a glimpse of some kind of story. When I read it a third time, that narrative just vanished. It wasn't there anymore. But a few images and phrases stuck in my mind. The ministerial shapes of Chinese women, the crimes of our nature. Charlie Smith is a poet, novelist, and short story writer from Georgia who now lives in New York City. Let's first listen to the poem, and then I'm going to get Charlie Smith on the phone and have him account for himself. Sprung is read by Michael Stuhlbarg.
The ministerial shapes of Chinese women, in the garden, I mean, red fetishistic flowers, the ropey, sun-damaged hollyhocks, all that's left to put momentarily against the crimes of our nature, the vertigo. Come forth now, this young boy, among the earnestness, the coziness of commerce, to carry a hose and untidily water everything, wearing silver bracelets, alone with his task, as we all are, the time when dear Kaiser was alive. My parents, too, and Oscar and Kate. The boy missing all those spots, like I did.
Hello?
Hi, is this Charlie Smith?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, this is Curtis Fox from the PoetryFoundation.org podcast. And we just heard Michael Stuhlbarg read your poem, Sprung. Have you got a second to talk about it?
Sure.
So help me out here. I've read it about four or five times. This is a poem about memory, a memory. It seems to be about the speaker's memory of watering a spring garden when he was a boy. Am I in the ballpark?
I wouldn't say exactly that you are.
I'm out of the ballpark. Okay. help me out then.
Well, you know, these poems are not things that I think about much, either going or coming. And this is a poem that came out of a moment I experienced when I was walking around in a park in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a couple of older Chinese women sitting on a bench, and there was a young boy playing around them. And as best I can remember, he may have been trying to help them or doing various little tasks in a garden that was nearby. Now, I was struck by it. I was struck by the little boy who seemed to be intent on what he was doing and by the two older women who, they were very large and they were dressed in a kind of formal way. And that struck me. It's like seeing sunlight glint off a nail head. It's no bigger or more important than that, not any more narrative than that. And it was seeing that that made it possible when I opened this poem up in a way that I hadn't thought of ahead of time.
The ministerial shapes of Chinese women, in the garden, I mean.
The ministerial shapes, those words are words that seem to just simply appear. And then I thought of the Chinese women, the garden, and then went on to describe flowers.
Red fetishistic flowers, the ropey, sun-damaged hollyhocks, all that's left to put momentarily against the crimes of our nature, the vertigo.
All that's left to put momentarily against the crimes of our nature. What are you getting at there?
I have no idea. It's just a phrase that came to me that I like a lot. I like to think about things like crimes of our nature, whatever they might be. I don't really know what it means other than then it probably means pretty much what it says.
So when I'm knocking my head against the palm, trying to figure out what does he mean by the crimes of our nature, I shouldn't be doing that. I should.
You can do it if you like. Fine with me, whatever you do with a poem. I mean, poems blow the dust off of life. I mean, they're like a kind of spiritual interferon or wonder drug, you know, that they make the fading spirit inflate again and come alive again. And they do that in all kinds of ways. And you can get at them by knocking your head against them, or you can get at them by treating them like a limbo bar, or you can get at them by seducing them or being seduced by them. But, you know, they're supposed to, in some way, make it so that, you know, that we see things a little more clearly.
Come forth now, this young boy, among the earnestness, the coziness of commerce, to carry a hose and untidily water everything, wearing silver bracelets, alone with his task, as we all are.
By the time I got to the boy seemed essential, seemed necessary, and I began to see something as I brought him into the poem, saw him watering things in the silver bracelets. He was not actually wearing silver bracelets, but that's how I saw it. And then alone with his task, as we all are, which is what the poem is about.
The time when dear Kaiser was alive. My parents, too. And Oscar and Kate. The boy missing all those spots, like I did.
There is a big twist in the poem when it suddenly becomes elegiac. What happens there in the poem?
It was just what seemed to follow next, which seemed... it's hard to be any clearer than that, really. It just is what popped forth at that point and made sense. And maybe there was something on my mind before I wrote the poem, something on my mind underneath it as I was writing the poem, more likely something in my heart that I might have been experiencing. But really what it is just the poem itself as it unfolds, beginning to lead to a place and trying to stay with what it's leading to before it collapses or before it becomes some kind of exercise of the ego.
Now that we know all that we know about this poem, from your point of view, we need to hear it again.
Okay.
The ministerial shapes of Chinese women, in the garden, I mean, red fetishistic flowers, the ropey, sun-damaged hollyhocks, all that's left to put momentarily against the crimes of our nature, the vertigo. Come forth now, this young boy, among the earnestness, the coziness of commerce, to carry a hose and untidily water everything, wearing silver bracelets, alone with his task, as we all are. The time when dear Kaiser was alive. My parents, too. And Oscar and Kate. The boy missing all those spots, like I did.
Charlie Smith, thanks so much for your time.
You bet.
Charlie Smith is the author of many books of poetry and fiction. His most recent is a collection of poems called Women of America, published by Norton. You can also read a handful of his poems on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you can find poetry news, features, and lots more audio. Send us an email about this program at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.